Oh, almost. Hey,
my boys.
Oh, I almost had a rap and I didn't lost
know. Oh, yeah. We should have been playing that while we had a quick little catch up out.
Yeah, or you,
next
or
time.
You just put this, just insert this part at the start.
Then it won't make any sense.
Yeah, that's
like the whole podcast.
I'm from the past, and this will be in the future.
Just slam it in after the other music.
Yeah,
or at the very beginning. No, this would be the first part. This is like the advert.
Yeah, at the start.
Wait, we should be talking about our sponsor.
Our sponsor tonight is Gregory's
Fish Sticks.
Fish Sticks.
Wait, did you say fish dicks?
Yes, sir. Because tonight on our special guest, we got some fish dicks. Now, you heard about them fish with them goddamn insiders. We got some fish with them goddamn outsiders. And we fucking selling them for $2.50 a pound tonight on fucking Mems Chew, okay? Can I get a fucking 1-800-121 fish dicks?
All right, back to the podcast.
Hell yeah, brother. Oh, I gotta get my notes up. Oh no, we're not noting anymore. Is this the intro?
Yeah.
Can I do an intro?
Yeah, if you want.
How you going, guys? It's your boy Crowy and
Mems.
Thank you. Thank you for that enthusiasm. Today we're doing something a bit different. We're gonna record the pod while watching the episode. We've been away for a few weeks because like Mems fucked up, I fucked up, and I think I fucked up twice. So we haven't been able to get together to do it, even though we live together, which is crazy.
But like all good wizards, we
arrived exactly when we're supposed to be.
Exactly.
And there it is.
There might not even be scraps. This could just be a pod. While we watch the X-Files.
Yeah. Did you turn the fan down?
The fan's down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to be... how's the format going?
We'll watch it. We'll watch... fucking started then. We'll watch it. We'll watch the intro.
Yeah.
And then you're going to talk us through what just happened in the intro.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Right. All right. Like a live reaction via podcast format.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly like that. Let's fucking get it on.
Right. First things first.
Yes.
The description of the episode...
Yeah.
...makes it feel like the previous episode didn't happen because we know Mulder got fucked up and then the caption is, a bounty hunter gets Scully and Mulder has to find the culprit. That's not even what's happening.
I didn't even read it. Maybe the caption's wrong.
All right. That was just my intro thought.
Yeah, okay.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
All right, let's start the intro.
Weapons room. Lock torpedoes on target. Prepare to fire on command.
Captain, shouldn't we at least attempt to identify this object first?
We have our orders, Lieutenant.
But, sir.
Ooh.
Oh, that is fucking
loud. That's crazy.
Oh.
I feel like I'm in there.
Yeah, I'm so immersed with headphones on.
Surface into what? We're under 32 feet of glacial ice.
All right. Did you say they're under that much ice?
Yeah, 32 feet of glacial ice.
Okay. What did we just watch, Crow?
Well, it started with like a recap of what happened in the last episode, which I kind of needed.
Yes.
That was nice.
That kind of explained the caption that we talked about.
Mm.
That it's just thinking, like even the caption is thinking weeks ago, not now. Yeah.
Anyway, so we go to submarine. Under the ocean, a cartography submarine. So they don't do any like combat or nothing. They're just like mapping shit out, essentially.
Is that what cartography? I was curious what it was.
I think that's what it means. I'm taking a really, really educated guess here. We're in a submarine and they do cartography. So they're not equipped for, you know, violence-based missions.
Yeah. And of course, cartography is mapping.
Mapping. And they see this massive thing on sonar, 80 by 200 meters or something, 80 meters by 200 meters, about a couple hundred feet away or some shit. And
80 meters by 200 meters is a lot.
That's a fucking big thing. Like probably a ship.
A big ship.
I think it's a ship. So they send that out. They immediately get a call that from unbeknownst to fire upon it. But the captain's just like, look, we're not equipped for stuff like that. Like we're cartography. And whoever's on the phone was like, I don't give a shit. And the guy's like, yep, yes, sir. Mm. And he goes like, all right, goes down to the person. Let's launch torpedoes.
They go to do that, and then boom, loud noise. It was really immersive. And the power goes out, everything goes out. The captain's freaking out. He's like, I'm going to go down to the engine room, get ready to fucking go to the surface. And some guy's just like, go to the surface? We're fucking 32 feet under glacial ice.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking Q music.
Intro.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah, it was fine. Boom, and here we are.
All right. Fucking, I don't even know where this is going.
Maybe that's where Mulder is.
Oh, because of all the, I mean, they have to be cold, right? At the end of the episode, though, she was, or start of the episode, she was like, keep him cold, not defrost my turkey.
All right, let's see what's going on. Are you there? Oh my God, Ellie? We're picking up.
What's going on?
No, right at the ending of that last episode.
Who was that?
It's the wrong number.
She knows.
Yeah, she's figured it out.
I was trying to reach you. I went by your house, but you weren't there. I got here as quickly as I could.
Why didn't you call when you got my message?
I did call. I couldn't get through.
Put your hands against the wall.
Scully, what are you doing?
I said put your hands against the wall.
What's wrong?
Do it!
Scully, it's me.
I don't know who you are.
Okay, I'm gonna take my left hand and reach into my pocket and get my ID, okay? Just don't shoot me. I got shot once and I didn't much care.
I said keep your hands up.
Oh!
Knocked her out.
Where is he?
She should have put a bullet through his fucking heart.
Holy shit.
Phone, wasn't it? Tell me where he is.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Ooh! That's a stunt double.
Oh! Visual effects, baby!
Yes. Holy shit.
What a scene.
What a great scene.
So she realizes when Mulder's on the phone that that's the real Mulder and this guy's an imposter.
Yeah.
She knew straight away.
Oh, yeah.
Or like, do you think she didn't know which one was which?
I think once Mulder called her on the phone, she knew. And if you couldn't tell, but when Mulder was speaking, his voice was very monotone. There was no like inflation or influx of like emotion.
Yeah.
Or going downwards. Whereas Mulder on the phone was like, Scully, are you there?
How did he know Mulder had been shot once? Maybe that threw her.
I don't know. There might be something to do with the shape-shifting that gives them previous memories. Because I was expecting a bit more of a, like a interrogation shakedown before he just turned around and punched her in the face.
Yeah. Yeah, he just, wow, fucking went for it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. She's like feeling him up with a gun to his back. And then he just turns around completely and just like clocks, like winds up the right hand and clocks her into the wall.
And then does the Batman. Where is he? Where is he? Where's Mulder?
I don't know.
Tell me where he is. Format of the show. I was thinking if you want to pause it, I'll leave the remote there and then you can fucking bring up your point that you've got.
All right.
Just fucking that center. Do you know how to work a Samsung TV remote?
Yeah. Pause and play.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a Samsung TV. But my remote's black.
He's been here.
Oh, Mulder's sister.
Ah, they're behind.
Your partner is alive.
How do you know?
He took her to get me.
There's no sign of a break-in. She wouldn't have just let him
in. She might not have known who he was. She might have thought it was you.
Doesn't seem incredible at all. Now, how do we find him?
We don't. He'll find us.
Russian Terminator.
I wonder if that's what he actually looks like or if...
Just another stolen face.
Yeah.
Experiments weren't sanctioned. It was considered a dilution of their species, a pollution of their race. So a bounty hunter was dispatched to destroy them and terminate the colony.
That's a good story. I've heard a lot of good stories lately.
I've got no reason to lie to you. I'm your sister, Fox. You have to trust me.
Trust no one. All right, hang on. So... Mulder's sister's just appeared to him out of nowhere, and now she's gone and they've found Scully's missing.
Yeah.
Okay. She's giving him a good story, like he says.
Very nice story.
Very nice story, but I've heard lots of nice stories lately.
Oh, he's heard a ton of big stories.
So he really could be thinking this bitch could be anyone.
I mean, if Scully thought the person that got her was me, then who the fuck is this person next to me pretending to be my sister?
And he has no idea what his sister looks like.
No, he saw her when she was 9.
The parents don't even know if it's her. They're just like, is it her? And he's like, oh, looks like it. But
she remembers everyone all the same things.
Yeah, and everyone in the government knows exactly about Mulder's fucking sister being abducted. Why wouldn't the CIA be in on this to be like, let's...
Oh, of course the CIA are in on it. Yeah. I mean, if reality is anything, they would fucking definitely be in on it.
Yeah, and they're giving him little fucking half-truths or something like that. I mean, the guy killing the aliens could be part of the KGB.
Yeah, like...
The Gejibi?
Do you think the smoking man is working with this colony and that any of these unsanctioned experiments, that's the alien? No, because he killed an actual alien that crash landed.
Maybe
he just hates fucking aliens.
No, maybe hybrids are a disgrace. Like it's not legal. It's not legal.
Of course it's not legal.
We don't think this should be done. Like both the human side and the alien side agree. No hybrids. No. We don't breed. And the smoking man is in on like a little fucking Hitler youth group that does experiments with aliens and humans.
Like the neo-alienists or something.
Yeah. Like the bad group. For listeners also, we got the Booty join us.
Booty. The beautiful.
At Booty the Cat. He's not been able to ever join the pod.
No, he hasn't.
It's the first time on the pod.
First appearance. Brutus. Guest appearance by Booty on the pod.
We'll have to say next time if you come, Brutus, you'll be a friend of the pod. Meow Files.
Meow Files.
All right, let's get back to it. Oh, Skinner! Ooh. He might recognize her from somewhere.
Mulder?
Look at her. She's fucking off somewhere.
Do you think that's the real Skinner?
I mean, she would recognize him if it wasn't.
Yeah, but if that guy can be anyone, right? Or we don't know how it works. Maybe he has to, like, kill them. No, he has to touch them or something.
Make yourself
Oh, the boots.
What the fuck is this?
What's going on here, Agent Mulder? What are the lights out?
Orders from my ophthalmologist.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm trying to reach
they're Agent testing Scully. To see if it's him.
I haven't checked my message.
Are you aware that Agent Scully incarcerated 4 men with the Federal Marshal's Office? And those men are not missing?
It's all right, it's not him.
Ooh.
What the hell is going on here, Mulder? What's this about a negotiation?
We don't have any time. If I ever needed your help, your trust, I need it now.
And your car.
Give me your keys.
What is it, your keys, your boots?
I'm afraid we just need one shot.
To the base of the neck.
These guys can hollow out a dime at 200 yards.
Oh, I bet they won't today.
This bridge meeting, exchanging hostages.
Why is this bridge so small?
We've seen this movie before.
Oh, yeah, this is where fucking Deep Throat got killed.
Yeah. Something's going to happen. Here we go.
And why does she look so pathetic?
Because she is, and she always has been.
Ugh. Scully, grow some fucking flaps, cunt.
Bring her out.
Oh, he doesn't speak Russian.
He's American. Steven Seagal.
Just bring her out.
Bring her out. Bring her out. Bring her out. Bring her out. Step close. Right up close.
This is tense, bro.
This is very tense.
She's gonna get popped in the back of the spine, base of the skull.
Yeah, I don't think that's his sister.
No, something's up.
Just
though.
Shoot him, dude.
Samantha.
Oh my god.
There's no way out. We got
Mulder's the crack shot
cover.
Though.
Now let her go.
Tell me where she is.
Let her go!
No, he missed. Both of them? Oh, fuck off. You're...
I said something was going to happen.
If you hear a gunshot,
yeah.
What's the first thing you do? If it's not dropping to the ground...
Yeah, I mean, he got shot.
Yeah, why didn't she drop? She was out of his grip, did not drop to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good and easy to say that this is what we should do and this is what we should do. And
yeah, but it's stuff like that. I know it's there for the story or whatever, but, you know, I can't help compare the... Like, it's like that episode where there was that full coffee that was still hot and it hadn't been taken a sip of.
Yeah.
That ruined my immersion because I'm always getting a sip in.
Yep.
Even if I'm carrying it to the table, I'm getting 2 or 3 sips in. Like a 10% is gone.
I feel you. Yep. That it annoyed me too.
Yeah.
It annoyed me too. I mean, why is he jumping over the bridge in the first place?
Yeah.
He's got deadly blood. There's so many things. Now they're both going to go MIA. I know that for sure.
Oh, you know what the worst part is? The lake's going to set on fire. Can't find him.
Set it on fire.
Samantha!
Samantha! Dive in there, you Samantha! Fucking pussy. It's your sister, cunt.
Oh, I don't think black. I don't think Mulder can swim.
Fuck off. No.
Next day.
Next day. What is this? You literally have the fucking FBI director there, and you get a boat the next day.
How deep must that river there be?
Mulder.
Apparently,
should be in the hospital,
Lake
Scully.
Baikal in Russia.
I discharged an hour ago, and I asked to come here. Have they found anything yet?
Nothing yet.
I'm guessing they did exhaustive survive. Looks already.
Maybe, but the water's 36
to
degrees.
To be fair, to I think they're both aliens, shock. I've heard about people so they probably just didn't.
They don't need to breathe.
8 to 10 hours.
Mulder, why didn't you tell me on the phone that it was her?
I couldn't tell you. Why would you even question me on that?
Because back at the motel, ooh. Mulder, it was you, but it wasn't you.
Well, it was her.
Well, then who is this man?
He's an alien.
Is that what you're going to tell Skinner?
I already told Skinner. That was the easy part. Now I got to tell my father.
Uh-oh.
You didn't have me come all this way to give me good news.
He's acting like a baby again.
What do you mean you lost her?
Yeah, he's got daddy issues.
Oh, yeah. An alien?
He's holding my partner hostage in exchange for Samantha.
You let this man take your sister. Isn't that what you're trying to tell me?
They must still be together then. His mum and dad.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
Pause.
All right.
What the fuck is this?
He has, there is some kind of trauma there for Mulder between him and his dad.
Yeah.
So, it's making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, for the people who aren't watching, wink. Mulder's in his, I guess, some room, and his dad's come over, which apparently he can just do that.
No, he can't. He said I came a long way.
Yeah, he's never done it before.
Yeah.
To tell him that the sister's gone. Now he's breaking down like a blubbering little baby who can't explain the fact that aliens took my sister, and it's more than likely that your sister is another one of these fucking scientists. Because she was working with them under the guise of their adoptive parents.
It may not even be his sister.
It's probably not his sister.
There's no point telling the mum and dad. Just say she's off working.
If they can make clones, right?
Yeah.
Your sister's in a fucking tube somewhere, cunt.
Yeah, there's another one of her.
Yeah, there's the actual ones in a tube where they're taking DNA. That's my thought.
Yeah, they're Christmas treeing her.
Yeah.
They're
propagating her.
You know, when you're propagating her. Yeah, I was thinking like when... One of the jets. Oh, you've only ever worked on the new fighter jets, but when I worked on the old fucking fighter jets, they parked some in a garage or in a hangar, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
They parked some of them in a hangar and they weren't going to run anymore. So they're like, let's start taking parts off of it that we need for other ones that we can't get.
Well, we had that in
like
between
cannibalism.
Old one and six, they were in the old six squadron hangar.
Mm.
That's they had two jets in there, and that was their purpose.
Yeah,
they were training jets.
Yeah, okay.
But they never left that fucking hangar in fucking 10 years I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool to know. So they probably would at some point be able.
One
to
of them had like a frame problem, like the frame was warped
twisted,
somewhere.
Yep, twisted and bellies.
The canopy wouldn't pressurize at all for years.
Yeah, no. Cunt's fucked then.
Cunt's fucked. Literally, there was something wrong.
So we called that Christmas treeing him. Because just, little bits and pieces fucking everywhere getting taken off, putting on, whatever.
But, yeah, it was fun.
All right. That was a bit of a digression.
Yeah, anyway, Mulder's acting like a bitch to his dad. And
he
could explain what's actually going on, but he's just breaking down and crying.
It's just fucking pathetic.
If he actually felt like this, when your sister felt like if you had this amount of attachment to perceived sister, I'm jumping in the fucking river straight away. Are you not? If Rem fell into a river, I'm jumping straight in.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, but he knows that other alien that he met was in the water for hours.
Yeah, it was
like,
underwater.
Like 10,
the one that got
10
shot.
Hours or whatever. So, yeah, he knows how long that they could just stay there. Yeah. I don't think he's... Yeah, maybe he's worried. I don't know.
It seems out of... I think his dad fucks his Mulder characteristics a bit.
Yeah. There's probably something to this that I don't understand yet.
Yeah, this is the worst scene in the show for me.
Yeah.
This is not nice.
Yeah. You know what? I just noticed Mulder's chin here. Jamie, bring up Mulder's chin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. And Samantha's chin. They've both got a similar chin style.
Hairy.
No, like the little baby bum kind of thing. But yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah. I wouldn't say hairy's a style.
No.
Oh, it is a style, actually. Anyway.
Hairy styles.
Yeah. Watermelon sugar.
Sorry.
Your what? Samantha left this at the house for you.
Ooh.
This would have been days in advance.
Yeah. She knew this was going to happen.
Oh, I fucking...
Did he even look inside it? It's $50.
Women's Health Services
Clinic. Hang on. What does this say?
Women's Health Services Clinic. Access 4A.
Yeah, that's the card. I've just rewound this to have a fucking look.
All right. Pause it when he opens it up. Yeah. The cursive is really hard.
Yeah, all right.
If anything should happen to me...
Or if we become separated, you...
Should you... Something meet me...
Something meet me here, yeah.
Here. Something, 239... 235, 91st Street, Radville, Maryland.
So it's probably an abortion clinic, which looks
like... It will be an abortion clinic.
And it will just be another version of her that is able to absorb all those memories.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah,
lock it in, Eddie. So lock it in. Let's go. Lock it in. Must meet me. It said must.
Mulder.
Mulder, it's
locked.
Scully, she left a path in case we got separated. I think she's alive.
Mulder, I think you should come back as soon as you can.
Why? What'd you find?
It's your sister. We just pulled up out of the river.
That's definitely her.
Go to Maryland.
But hang on, I'm pausing this so shit. Sorry. Hang on, what's his reaction?
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, whatever you're feeling, you can't blame yourself.
What about a second
body?
Go
in there.
Did you find a second body?
No, not yet.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
Go in there.
Yeah, he's all right. So when they die, they turn into bubbles.
Yeah.
They don't drown.
She's not dead.
Either that's not her or that she's not dead.
She's not
or
dead.
Both. It's not her and she's not dead.
It's probably both.
So it's probably the Russian American.
Yeah, but he didn't turn to bubbles.
No.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a fake and he's alive. He's faking being
dead.
He's faking being dead. To change the clothes.
Yeah. Oh, can he just change clothes on the spot? I think he can.
I never paid attention to that.
Me either.
He could.
I think he can. No, because he stripped the detective when he took the bald detective. He took all his clothes and put him in the trunk.
That's true. I mean, there could be there's lots of little things like that that don't
could be
don't
a
line up.
Fucking another guy that's working with the Russian.
Yeah, it could just maybe the time he spent underwater was stripping her down.
Yeah.
To take her clothes and
poses her.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Why not?
I think. Okay, let me break.
Because if they bring up his body, they're going to try and take him into custody and it's going to be a thing, especially if he's injured from a bullet.
Yeah, but okay, so he can't get hurt, right? Mm. But he has the time underwater to strip her of her clothes and transform into her in all that time underwater.
Yeah, easy.
Where is she? If you're stripping someone of their clothes, you have them.
Mm. She's dead?
True. Yeah, if she just turned to bubbles, then she's fucking gone.
Yeah.
All right. I'm good. I want him to go in here because I reckon she's not dead.
I'm glad we talked through that.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
That was just my thoughts.
See how close I am. I could be way off.
I could be way off.
Well,
go inside, you fucking cunt. She's obviously a clone.
Something you need to see. What is it? It's the body we pulled from the water. Something strange is happening.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's him. Oh, turning to bubbles.
The face is turning to bubbles.
When it's exposed to oxygen.
Yeah, so it could be her body and now it's dying.
It's more than likely his body. Maybe you can force metamorphosis.
Nah, if it's dying, I think it's her. That body is dead and now it's going to be a new body in this place mold has gone to.
Yeah, it's probably not the clone, hey?
Yeah. And they'll be like, ooh, something's going on. Oh, hang on. And they'll be like, oh, fucking, it can't be her. She's here. Like, no, it was her. Well, show us the body.
Yeah, I reckon there's a clone in here. She's going to turn around and be like, so number two died, hey?
Yeah.
I'm actually a real sister. And she's not.
Precisely.
And this is how the story goes for the next fucking 9 seasons. Ah, so number 59 died.
Samantha 45?
No, I'm actually your real sister.
The Morse code.
Sounds like Morse code.
That's probably just his Nokia ringtone for a text message.
It's his snake pushing notifications.
Federal agent, keep your hands where I can see them.
That's her.
Slowly.
Oh, yeah, that's her. Yep.
Fucking knew it. Bum, bum, bum. Samantha.
I'm your sister.
Your sister's a clone, cunt.
She's dead, isn't she?
The hell yeah. Please.
There's not much time.
Who are you?
Please.
That didn't look very secure. Samantha number three.
It was all a lie.
We needed your help. We knew you could be manipulated. He'll be coming. We must hurry now.
Who?
Poor Mulder.
The man who's been sent to kill us.
He's dead.
I was fucking right.
Know? Yeah. Because they're doing... The neck. They're doing die? Fucking experiments.
He fell off a bridge with one of you.
And we don't know for sure. You could have been followed. Come with me. This way, Agent Mulder. The rest of us are dispensable. She was the first. The one from which we all came. The one you must save.
Fuck off.
Is this the real sister?
I reckon this is the first clone.
No, she's saved.
You must help us. You have no choice.
No, I do have a choice. My choice is to walk out of here.
We know where your sister is.
Yeah,
ask
you
yourself,
do.
Agent Mulder, how else would we know so much about her?
He's here.
He's here.
Yeah. All right. Oh,
holy shit.
Fucking hell. I was just about to say, this is ramped up fucking nicely. I'm sorry I paused it there.
No, that's fine.
I
need to have a fucking cigarette after this.
Oh, Mulder just got absolutely... He fucking walked into a fist
he
again.
He got fucking bulldozed.
Look at this guy's fist, yeah.
And he's got superhuman strength by, mind you.
Mulder?
No, I mean, the Russian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he just lifted Scully up with like fucking...
Yeah,
like
that's right, he did do that.
Oh, and when he punched her, her head hit the wall like a fucking kinetic energy shit.
Okay, so I just wanted to wrap my head around what we've just watched. We found out that there's many Samanthas.
You're welcome.
And then we found, yeah, and then we found out they're not Samanthas.
No.
And then we met the original not Samantha.
Yeah.
And Mulder's got a lot to process. And they're just like, we need your fucking help. He's like, I don't think I want help.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, nah. I'm out of here. Gets punched.
Yeah, imagine that. You're like, I'm leaving. You guys are on your own.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Guys aren't my sister.
Yeah.
My fucking sister? Oh, well, she's somewhere. She's in a fucking tube. I'm calling it.
They know where she is. That's the only information that they've given him.
We can give you your sister. I mean, if it was that fucking easy.
Did they say we can give you?
We can get you to meet her.
Okay. I thought that just said we know where she is.
Oh, I might be thinking about the first one. Oh, you need to protect this one.
Yeah.
The offshoot. The first clone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we know where your actual sister is.
So,
probably another fucking clone. I reckon she's in a tube getting fucking.
Yeah, she could be dead.
Probably in a tube.
Yeah.
I'm calling
say
it.
She's alive.
I mean, they had things in tubes there.
Well, the Russian dude shouldn't. The Russian American bloke shouldn't be killing this. Shouldn't be hurting Mulder. He was trying to leave.
Oh, okay. I think the funny thing we didn't point out, the Russian guy speaks perfect, like, stay there, Mulder. Like, white American.
Yeah.
Like, grew up in a nice place. He looks like Russian Etsy Terminator. Stay there, Mulder. I'm going to have a smoke.
Oh, hang on.
We're like halfway.
20 minutes left.
Yeah, we're halfway.
Yeah, let's have a smoke.
Let's have a smoke. I like this format better. Hello, everyone. Welcome for our intermediate sponsored ad. Hey, this is Dave from Dave's White Tube Socks. I hope you have a great time and you wear your white tube socks with your shoes and you'll be really jobin'.
Don't say that. Not erotic. Like a...
specific sensation.
No. Like, I can feel the bubbles touching my skin. And I'm very aware of it.
You're vigilant.
Like I'm super sensitive. You know, like...
Yeah. Oh my God.
When she keeps sucking after you've blown, like, or you can really feel every fucking tongue movement, you know, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's
kind of. Go from to.
Oh, my throat. Sorry, my mouth was so dry and it feels so much better.
Yeah, man.
To wet my lips now.
Yes, sir.
That's completely unrelated to what we were just talking about as well.
Completely unrelated.
Just so happened to be that I had a dry mouth. And it was very satisfying to have a sip of my drink.
All right, yeah. We're about to watch Mulder get fucking whacked.
Here we go. Let's see how he reacts.
He's getting knocked out.
Two schmeckles, he pulls his gun out.
No, he's getting knocked out.
Okay.
That's it. All right, let's go.
Oh. He got knocked out.
Two schmeckles, baby.
Fuck.
Nah, I can't claim that.
Nah. Horse racing tonight, I'll put some schmeckles on the line. What a pussy. God, Mulder, you make me so angry this episode.
Fire. There's a fire.
You called it, baby.
Oh, that fire's going.
That's crazy.
I found one.
Oh.
Sir, we're
going to
get you out of here.
What about the others?
What
about my sisters?
Oh, here we go.
They're all dead.
All bobbles.
Relax. You're the only one here.
No.
You gotta keep looking.
After being treated for smoke inhalation, Agent Mulder was released from Samaritan Hospital in satisfactory condition. At his request, the abortion clinic where he was found has been searched repeatedly, but the bodies of the women he insists perished there were not found. My report on this case remains incomplete. Many aspects continue to defy explanation, including the identities of the identical men and women. Agent Mulder's claim of alien origins cannot be substantiated. The man
you literally saw a fucking face.
Still at large. This is a melting.
Yeah, but none of us here have ever seen anything like. Do you recognize it?
Was the thickening of Agent Weiss's blood an immunological response to the virus?
Apparent. When the body's exposed to it, it triggers a massive production of red blood cells. Now, take a look at this. We took a second culture, and we're able to control its growth.
What did you do to it?
All we did was lower the temperature by 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ah.
Knocked out by it. For some reason, this retrovirus goes dormant at cold temperature.
We pulled a body from the river yesterday that was chilled near when it started to thaw. Oh,
corrode?
Find out anything else.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. Mulder gets infected, like that agent got infected.
I think so.
But the agent ended up dying. Whereas Mulder, if he's infected, the only thing that will keep him from alive. Being deaded. Yeah.
Is cold. Yeah. Maybe he hasn't been infected yet because they found him in the Antarctic.
Yeah.
So, and they're still in fucking Boston.
Yeah. And the dude, if the dude wanted to kill him, he could have killed him already.
Oh yeah. He would have fucking, he just walked over him.
Yeah.
Staunched him.
And no other record of what's happened because of the fire.
Wait, a fire?
Yeah.
In an X-Files episode where all the evidence is?
If an alien's in the episode, then too, there should be a fire. Yeah,
there's a fire.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, Blackthroat.
Oh, I haven't seen him for a while.
What is that in the sky?
You wanted to see him. How's the opera? Wonderful. I've never slept better. I don't like these hasty public meetings, Agent Mulder.
I'm sorry. I need your help.
It's over. The fat lady is singing.
I need to know what you know.
Okay, they're all dead.
No, one of them is alive. The one who was sent to kill them. Where is he?
A nuclear submarine located his craft in the Beaufort Sea 5 days ago. They were ordered to destroy it, but they were disabled. An attack fleet left port from Anchorage this morning to make sure this man does not leave.
I gotta get
up. Wow.
Anchorage is in Alaska.
You'll win the war if you pick the right battles, Agent Mulder. This is a battle you can't win.
Damn. Strong-haired black man in the government.
So what he's saying is that, yeah, this is just a battle between
us and them.
Yeah. Something's going on.
Hmm. Pick your battles. Yeah. This is not the one, son.
This is a civil war.
We had a whole ship get fucking disabled by it, and we're sending out a war fleet, and you want to go over there? Pick your battles.
Yeah. This one ain't for him. So this doesn't actually have anything to do with his sister at all. So I'm very quickly unraveling. I don't like this episode.
Well, it does.
I knew. Okay, look, there's probably more coming.
Okay, I'm going to give you my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So Mulder's sister gets abducted 22 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
These guys were around 22 years ago via the last episode.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. You've convinced me. Okay. There is more to this. The sister is somehow involved. They know more as a group of aliens. It just happens to be that this particular war going on. This is, Black Hawk Down kind of thing between the Africans and Americans.
Yeah.
This is a African to African clan thing. Mulder is the American. Just fuck off right now.
Yeah.
We don't want you here.
I mean, if you break it down, I guess.
Yeah. All right. And Scully's at a door number 42 with a stack of papers in front of the door. So no one's been there for a while.
It's meaning your life.
I'm guessing that's Mulder's apartment. And she's trying to find him. Let's see what happens. Yeah. Knew it. Fucking
well
knew
done.
It.
Well done. Stack of papers, huh?
Look at those feet.
Oh.
Semi-high heels.
Oh my God. Look at those no fucking socks. Ankles.
She does have not a bad ankle, actually.
But those shoes would fucking stink.
Dude, they would.
Fucking bitch. She just kicked the fucking paper. You can't even walk over it.
I want one of those old school computer monitors, too. 2000s would be good. Oh, why is that window painted up?
It's always like that when he wants to call Deep Throat.
Right. So she knows that he's going to go 3C Black Throat.
When you get this message, I'll be too far away for you to stop. But where I'm going, I can't allow you to follow. I won't let you jeopardize your life and your career for reasons purely personal to me. You were right, Scully. You said a line has to be drawn somewhere, and I'm drawing it for you here.
Oh.
I'll contact you when I can.
He fucking loves her.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry to come unannounced, sir, but your assistant wasn't at her desk.
Is that Clinton?
Yeah, there's a photo of Bill Clinton.
About Agent Mulder. He's gone.
Can you pause?
I can pause this.
Do you think director, I forget his name off the top of my head. Do you think when either one of them comes in the room, he's just like, fuck. Why is it always you two?
Yeah, 100%.
Do you reckon Mulder's just like, sir, I've got a favor. And he's just like, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, have you ever been in a position? Well, you have. You're either in a position. There's always someone coming to you when you're above someone that you don't want to see.
Oh God, yeah, all the time. I'm like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You think Mulder's involved with aliens in Alaska?
You're probably still doing the paperwork for the last fuck up he did.
Oh yeah, he's still doing the paperwork for fucking season one. Mm.
Look at him. Look, he's lost weight. Face. He's lost weight. His shirt is loose. He hasn't been to the barber recently. It's not a sharp line of his haircut.
Mm-hmm.
He's frustrated.
He's frustrated. He's stressed.
There might be a vein visible through his forehead. I don't know.
I have a vein visible in my forehead when I get worked up.
Good to know. But he's clean shaven, so he's really there to work.
Yeah, but could you imagine him just like, Scully walks in, no appointment, you're just like, fuck, what is it now?
Mulder's missing.
Mulder's missing.
What do you mean Mulder's missing?
What do you mean?
We don't know where he's gone.
He left message for me and now he's gone.
All right, just talk slowly. Just let me know what's going on.
I love Mulder.
Where's Mulder?
He's in the Alaska.
You know what? She probably put on her best shoes with no socks just to go see him.
He fucking smelt her before she walked in.
Those ankle high. She was like,
I know those fucking grippers.
Just above the ankles the pants went down to. Just above.
Just above to get the maximum waft.
That's her flirting.
Oh, yeah. She pulls the ankle out, slips like the big toe out of her fucking shoe, goes, yeah, smell that.
Oh, yuck. You didn't have to do it. That's weird.
Commence.
I don't know. I could tell me or help me to find out.
When I spoke to Agent Mulder day before yesterday, he said he was going to take some time off after what he'd been through.
He told me the same thing, but I don't think this matter with his sister is settled. Sir, is there any way that you can...
Is she imitating us?
Channels?
Maybe.
I can't help you, Scully.
Please?
He's being watched.
He is.
Scully, you and I both have a greater responsibility to consider, and that is to the FBI. Agent Mulder's actions in this case are in violation of his duties, his oath of trust and bureau protocol. He's risked my position, your life.
Agent Mulder has saved my life.
Well, if yelling
Mulder expected you to do the same, he would have told you where he was going.
He did. Think, Scully, think.
He's closed the door on your way out, Agent Scully.
He's a leather.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Yeah. Like, so many sounds coming through.
Like even the door. Like,
he's frustrated about something, isn't he?
Because I think he knows.
Old Skinner.
She's going to meet with Blackthroat.
He never came back to take that down.
I hope she's feeding the fish. Ooh.
So she's sleeping in his apartment now. Righto.
Waiting for an answer from Blackthroat.
Oh, who's that? Ooh. Knocking on Mulder's door. Hey! Blackthroat! What the fuck are you doing here?
Where's Mulder?
Sorry.
He's very confused.
Where's Mulder? I need to know, damn it!
Sorry, you've mistaken me for someone else.
I'm losing time!
What an NPC.
He's so cold.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah.
Ooh, a Blackthroat scene. This is quite rare.
Yeah, this is into his life. Ooh, he's run into Skinner.
Did you tell her what she needed to know?
Oh, it's on. It's fucking on.
Skinner!
Why do you want to make this no harder than it has to be?
Oh!
Holy shit! Go, Skinner! Ooh!
Oh, that gun came out quick.
I've killed men for far less. You pull that trigger, you'll be killing two men. No, I want to know
where he is.
Or even he doesn't know.
Agent Mulder took a commercial flight to Tacoma, Washington. From there, he caught a military plane to Dead Horse, Alaska. He uses FBI credentials to charter a Rolagon all-terrain vehicle. It's still a 10-mile hike across the ice. These are the coordinates of his final destination.
This is fucking badass.
Yeah. You rock, Skinner. I like him. He's like their dad.
Yeah.
Where did you get this?
Unofficial
channels. How do you think?
Yeah, bitch.
Piece of shit.
There we go. He's in the Antarctica.
Here we go. This is probably where he gets infected.
Or at least somewhere cold. Mm.
Do you want to pause and talk about what happened or no?
Oh.
I think you can add this whole part in.
Yeah, I probably will. Yep, yep, we'll keep all this.
Ooh, the submarine, it actually got to the surface.
Ah, they tried to get to the surface.
So this is 5 days ago. Oh, fuck, I almost thought it was a fucking three-parter there for a second.
Nah.
Oh, wow. 10 minutes felt so long.
All right, so Mulder's just found the sub that we saw at the start of the episode that's tried
to
rise to the surface.
Trying to attack a Russian-American man's ship.
Yeah.
Under the ice.
They must have just charged to the surface.
Yeah, they'd have to, right? I reckon they're all fucking vaporized.
37 feet. 37 subways of ice? That's a lot of subways.
That's a lot of fucking...
Then they're stacked long ways.
Glacial ice.
Yeah.
That's the ice with the salt, son.
Oh, he's going in. That thing would stink. It would be not pleasant to go in.
I reckon everyone's dead in here, hey?
Yep.
100%.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. It wouldn't stink. They're in the fucking Arctic. If everyone would be frozen.
Yeah.
It'd be just a nightmare to go into, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, preserved and dead. Yeah.
Hey!
Holy shit, there's someone in here. Yell out FBI, it might help.
He loves that.
Yeah, he does.
Loves telling people
he's
gonna
do it any second now. I know it. I can feel.
It looks like a young child.
Yeah, it does. Probably. You know what? It's probably his sister. I'm not even.
This
kidding.
Is where she's been hanging out.
Yeah, I reckon she's on this fucking ship.
And it's a ship from the 70s, which isn't that far fetched that they'd still be using a 70s submarine in 90s.
Very true.
Oh, it's not a little kid. It's a
what's
man.
The radio guy.
The one that was like, shouldn't we identify it first?
Yes.
Yeah. They probably spared him because he didn't want to kill him.
What happened to you?
I don't know. We just lost power. We drifted under the ice for days. Then then we hit a
don't look at me! Face forward!
We hit a shallow patch and plunged through, okay? That's what happened.
But why did you run?
A man came. He sealed most of the men below decks without any air, and then he started to execute the rest of us. And they're all dead. I thought you were him. I didn't know if you were him.
How was it you managed to survive?
Yeah, very true.
I hit under the body of the chief petty officer. Okay, I played dead.
Oh, power's back on.
What's this for? What, are you crazy?
No, I'm just tired. And you're not getting back to your ship until I get the truth. Now tell me where my sister is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Face of the neck! Now you tell me how I can find her and I'll let you get back to your ship before it's destroyed.
All right, Mulder's raw dogging a normie.
He has gone full, like, he's talking about a different subject to what he's talking about. And he's dogging him hard.
This guy's just a fucking troop.
He
didn't really want to be there. He didn't want to go off. They've lost power.
He's the one that said that we do cartography.
Yeah. No, that's not him, is it? I thought he was the guy at the desk.
Oh, he was the guy at the desk saying that.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
Yeah.
The radar man.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Do you reckon he's the real deal or just clone?
I just see him as like a seaman, you know, an able seaman. He's hidden. He's been like in his eyes, he's like, I cowered. I played dead. I didn't want to die. Everyone else in his unit is fucking dead.
Mm.
And
he's just been eating the rations, trying to stay warm.
He watched him die. It's freezing. Look at him. He's wearing all the clothes.
Yeah. And now someone comes in.
This other crazy cunt comes in and he's trying to kill him as
well.
Where's
my sister? And you're like,
what the fuck? I don't know what your sister is. Cunt.
Someone came in and killed everyone.
We're meant to be in the middle of nowhere here. And oh, there's two random
How did you even get here?
Just fucking take me home, cunt.
No. If he can get there, why hasn't anyone saved all these people?
End me, please.
That's the real fucking question.
Because he didn't, Mulder must have worked it out on his own. Or the military's hiding something.
They're probably hoping everyone died and no one finds the craft.
Blackthroat gave him the information. He's like, it's not a battle you can win. He's like, and he's like, doubled down. He must have doubled down. Said,
that's what they talked about at the opera.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto.
He's like, fucking, all right.
And Blackthroat's gone there and he's just like, everyone's fucking dead. But your sister might be on the craft that they scanned under the glacial ice. And he's just like, how do I get there? And he's like, yeah, these are the coordinates, cunt. I reckon Blackthroat gave the orders.
Maybe this is all he knows, is that this is where the submarine is.
Yeah.
That's all we know. And we've just left it for dead.
Yeah. Okay.
Making a really big mistake.
Oh! No! Oh!
Done. He has killed everyone. The Russian has appeared.
If I wanted to, I could have killed you many times before.
Holy shit.
Is the answer to your question we're dying for? Is that what you
want?
Where is she?
Hear that background noise? It's very ominous.
Yeah. I'd be scared. Is that how the power went on? He put it on?
She's alive.
Yeah, we know.
Can you die now?
Oh, and now he's exposed. Mulder, he's done all this to himself. He wants to be a victim. I don't know.
Don't drop the gun, you fucking idiot.
Well, he has to cover his eyes and he only has one hand.
Just close them.
I guess.
Close them and keep shooting. Keep shooting.
Nah, the natural reaction is to try to cover your eyes, I think.
Oh, maybe for pussies.
Actually, we get taught not to touch your eyes.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Ooh. Oh!
Fingers jammed, bro. I think he was clear.
Just climb up and open the door, bro. You did it before.
So Mulder just gets turfed out of this fucking submarine, breaks the handcuff, and is left to die.
I don't think submarines work like that.
I've never seen a submarine work.
I know this is real, but like them turning on and shaking everything, I don't think it doesn't work like this.
It's probably just its engines.
Yeah, but it doesn't work like this. Oh my god.
But we know nothing happens here. This is a very pointless scene. Is it just for making up time?
Yeah, I hate when they do future stuff.
Here we go. We're back up to real time now. He's in the bath. She's found him.
He's suffering from extreme hypothermia.
No. You've got to get him out of the tub.
He's dying. He's lost all his body.
You've got to listen to me. If you keep him in there, you're going to kill him. The cold is the only thing that's keeping him alive. His heart stopped.
Give me one of them. Yeah. From the cannula.
You don't know what you're dealing with here. Agent Mulder has been exposed to a retrovirus resulting in hyperviscosity syndrome.
I want you out of my ER right now.
Nurse!
Listen here, cunt.
His blood has thickened. Ma'am. That's why his heart is failing.
His heart is failing because he's lost all his body heat.
No, the only thing saving him right now is the hypometabolic state induced by the cold. Now, if you don't do what I'm saying, you are going to kill him. Let's get him out of that tub now.
Oh.
Claire.
She raised a good enough argument.
No rhythm.
Charge.
No.
Clear.
Clear.
One more.
Okay, let's get a second
So are they going to put him back on ice or...
Yeah, how do you survive this?
Yeah, what has she actually done for him there?
I bet she's going to make an antibody that destroys... Antiviral agents have resulted in a steady but gradual improvement in Agent Mulder's condition unexplained,
suggesting the possibility of paranormal phenomena.
Suggesting
that to accept such conclusions is to abandon all hope of understanding the scientific events behind them. Many of the things I have seen have challenged my faith and my belief in an ordered universe. But this uncertainty has only strengthened my need to know, to understand, to apply reason to those things which seem to defy it. It was science that isolated the retrovirus Agent Mulder was exposed to.
Damn, Scully's looking kind of
and
fucking
science
hot.
That allowed us to understand its behavior.
I think it's her new mother breasts.
It was they science got me. That saved Agent Mulder's life.
He's waking up.
Hey.
He's awake.
How you feeling?
And his girlfriend's by his bedside.
Aww.
I got a bad case.
Oh.
How did I get here?
A naval reconnaissance squad found you, which offered you to Eisenhower Field. Thanks for ditching me.
I'm sorry. I couldn't let you risk your life on this.
She would risk her life for him.
No. No.
Just more questions.
But I found something I thought I'd lost.
Love?
Nah, his sister's alive.
They have to keep looking.
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
See? Well done.
Oh, she's smiling. She says it's a nervous giggle. She knows she's in for some shit.
Like 9 more seasons of this?
Chris Carter.
Well done. Well done, Chris.
Ah, Jesus. All right, yeah.
Great episode.
Hang on.
Gary Davey. Who wrote this episode? All right, stop the...
Oh, yeah. TV's off.
Give it a rating. You want to talk about it? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about it. So, how it ended is... I mean, I'll just throw in the whole ending. So that's how it ended.
Well, explain it for the listeners at home.
No, yeah, okay. No, because it's just Mulder and Scully sitting next to each other. She's sitting next to Mulder on a bed.
I guess you can leave in the whole part where the guy comes in and fucks him up on the submarine, because that's under fair use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you think about the episode?
I enjoyed it. Quite the ride. I think I just want to go straight in and rate it.
Yeah, go for it.
87. No, 90. I'm going to go 90 because there wasn't tech. Well, you know, there's aliens in there. There were hybrids and allegedly, I don't know. I don't know what's an alien and what's not. So
yeah, I don't know what's going on with
this
that.
This would be I'm going to say this isn't an alien episode, but I'm going to give it a fair 90 anyway.
I give it an 88 in my head.
Yeah, that's good.
I just hated the shit with Mulder blubbering to his fucking dad.
Oh yeah. Wasn't that irrelevant? There's a few irrelevant type scenes there.
He could have gone to his dad and gone like, oh, Samantha ran away.
Yeah.
She left.
Well, now he knows it wasn't even her.
Not even
so
her.
So he could have just waited a day, you know, slept on it.
I love the fact that they're in the lab and all the Samanthas are just like, this is the one you have to protect.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, fuck off. I'm leaving. And gets knocked out and they all get killed anyway.
Yeah. They kind of fucked him over.
Oh, yeah.
They could have just been honest.
We know where your sister is. And he's just like, fuck off.
You know, he probably would have helped them without the manipulation.
Oh, yeah. If they just went, look, we were cloned from your sister. We want to help you get her, but we have work to do that'll help mankind.
Yeah.
He would have been like, oh, shit. Yeah, sure. Like, chipper. Let's get you guys out of here. But instead of just like, they're all passive aggressive, like, we know where your sister is. You have to help us. And he's just like, why do I have to help you?
You know what? They nailed women then.
Yeah. Fucking mental terrorists.
Not all women are mental terrorists. I will go out there and say that.
But that's what they say.
And they're just saying what they say. That's what they've told me.
That's what they've told me.
All right.
The American people.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
Good app.
We can fucking scrap later on, hey?
We can scrap whenever you want.
We could have a fucking special guest scrap. We won't force them to, but if it gets to that point. You know what I mean? Like we can stop this and then scrap later on.
If a topic comes up and you're like, all right, let's go put this it on is, record.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just build scraps
yeah.
and collect them for like a special episode, yeah, of course. A collection of scraps. or if it's just a one-off scrap, you're like, nah, that goes out as a scrap. Bonus episode, fucking
10 minutes, bonus episode.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind putting out like, well, I know that you have to do the work, but like just like fucking 15, 20-minute scrappers.
Or if you want to sit and talk to yourself on it and me just upload it as a scrap, yeah, fine.
Oh, I could do
it. But yeah, I would do, if there's something you want to talk about it and put it on the pod, as long as we've got some kind of setup station.
Yeah.
I could even just do something over there temporarily, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, just for tonight, if we scrap tonight, let's just leave this how it
is. Yeah, I'll leave it here for now and I'll clean it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't want to do work. Yeah, I'm done for the night.
Yeah, we got to go entertain guests.
Exactly. Yep. Albus is going to come out and entertain people and I'll watch.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's fucking go.
Cool. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Your mum's gay, I guess. Or not. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Your mum's gay.